Hello and welcome to this National Life Skills Academy podcast, part of our series of short introductions to essential life-worthy skills to help guide your way. So sit back and enjoy.
Collaboration, as you probably know, is just working with other people collaboratively, and it's necessary in life. Without it, who knows what state the world would be in? It'd be good if governments could collaborate a bit more, wouldn't it? Collaboration is the process of working together with another person or persons in order to achieve something. Now, this could be working together on a project for work or school, or perhaps you're trying to fix or build something, or it could just be playing a game with a friend. All of these scenarios have one commonality between them: collaboration. If you want people to help you when you need it most, you will need to collaborate with others. And to make sure you get what you're after, you'll need to know how to collaborate effectively, why it's important to succeed. Now, there are probably five traits of collaboration, five main pointers. Now, occasionally people say that I don't need help and that I've got it. And whilst that might be true some of the time, it's never true all of the time. Everyone needs help. You can't go through life without somebody giving you a helping hand. You would be exhausted and frustrated all the time. So how do you get around that? Well, simple. You work with other people. You're never going to get along with everybody, nor is it expected of you. But there are times when you might have to rely on that certain individual. And when that time comes, it will be beneficial if you know how to get the most out of your situation. Now, given that collaboration is something that involves more than one person, you're going to have to allow yourself to be wrong sometimes. But that's not a bad thing. In fact, it's the opposite. Getting something wrong can be a positive, provided you learn from your mistakes. To get the best out of collaborating with somebody, you're going to need these five main characteristics. And these are being open-minded. Being open-minded is something that reaches beyond collaboration. But for now, let's just focus on why it's important when working with others. When you're working together, you might find yourself thinking that only you, the individual, will be able to solve it. The reality is, that is bias towards yourself. Having an open mind is crucial when working with others. If you close off your mind to other people's ideas, you might actually find yourself blocking the answer, or the next stage, or an idea that will make the project even better. An open mind allows for all of these things to happen. There's no guarantee that having an open mind when collaborating will end up being the solution, but it's much better to have an open mind than going in with a closed mind and probably blocking the solution from yourself. Communication. To pass and receive information to one another, we need to talk. Communication is how problems are solved. If you have a great idea, the breakthrough that will help your project and end up being a success, then you'll need to express that clearly. That idea might just be the next step. And after that, you're clueless. But if you manage to express yourself clearly, another individual might have the solution. Or by brainstorming it as a team and listening and considering what other people are saying, you'll come up with the solution as a group. Without clear communication, you can never be truly effective. And then there's constructive feedback. Speaking of when things don't go to plan, giving criticism or any feedback, it's important to remember that being rude and blunt with whoever it may be isn't going to end well. That approach is hardly being collaborative. By being constructive, you can highlight what you like about that idea and what you disliked, as well as potentially offering a slight alteration based on their idea. And from here, you can build a relationship and potentially realise what needs to be done. I mean, suggesting that someone else's idea is stupid, for example, isn't really going to help you move forward. Probably end up going backwards.
And then there's dependability. I mean, the process of collaboration is all about teamwork, right? It's all well and good figuring out something by yourself, when only you care about it, but it's an entirely different ballgame when other people's interests are involved as well. Dependability, I guess reliability, is essentially being a team player. Think of it this way. When you're struggling, you want to be able to count on other people. So when the roles are reversed, they need to know they can count on you to help them. So collaboration goes both ways. And then, of course, trust. You know, just like dependability, you can't do everything by yourself. If you want to succeed with your project, complete the build, or reach the next level, you're going to need to trust the people you're working with. And if you trust them, they'll trust you. And this is where every trait, every positive characteristic we have comes into play. Without an open mind, you won't be able to see certain solutions to take. Without communication, you won't be able to express yourself in the way that you want to or need to. Without feedback, you won't be able to evaluate your mistakes. And without dependability, you won't get help from your peers and your colleagues. Without trust, you'll have nothing. Trust is vital. You'll need to put faith in others to be able to do what you can't without them. And just like dependability, trust goes both ways. I've watched my own daughter at university this last year losing trust in the team working that she's been put into for group work. She seems to have to mother the rest of the group. They seem to rely on her too much. So they send her links and she's expected to extract what's necessary and then write it onto the slides. So she's being taken advantage of. And when I was running university programs, I would put, you could get rid of, you could fire somebody in your team, three strikes and out, if they'd failed on three separate occasions to help and collaborate as they should have done. So there is something also called collaboration, or let's call it collaboration overload. With more and more companies becoming globally known, thanks to the ever-increasing use and development of technology as well as the internet, it's no surprise to see more and more people coming together to work and collaborate internationally to ensure that their businesses survive. At many companies, the percentage of time spent in meetings, working with others and responding to emails about the latest project or update is around 80%. That's how much time is spent on various projects in collaboration. And this is high. Only, let's say, 20% of an average 9-to-5 working week is given to the employer to get their own crucial work done. Now, this is only 8 or 9 hours out of a potential of 40. Because of this, their performance can suffer drastically. On top of this, it's estimated that around a third of the actual good work from these companies only comes from a small percentage of the workforce, meaning that the small percentage of workers is incredibly overworked on top of their own individual work. Meanwhile, the others take credit for the work that hasn't helped them. This is where collaboration can potentially be a problem, as in the sample I gave you just now, where my daughter is overworking while the others seem to be underworking, in practical sense. So to succeed, you'll need to have a good balance between collaborative work and individual work. With just collaborative work, you can potentially become over-reliant on other people and also miss out on the satisfaction and praise which is sometimes required. Overburdening yourself with individual work can have the opposite effect. It can make you selfish and greedy for praise and attention, but also stress you out, as you'd most likely be putting too much pressure on yourself. So in order to keep your work balance and yourself healthy, you'll need to blend both the collaboration side of your work and the individual side of your work at a ratio that you can work with successfully. Collaboration is something we all have to do. Think of a marriage. And at times it can be difficult, frustrating and exhausting. Yeah, think of a marriage. But knowing how to collaborate effectively, as well as knowing when to try and work on your own, can be a great help in discovering to work the best way for you. Bear this in mind, that collaboration is one of the most important traits, important skills you can learn in order to work successfully, whether you're self-employed, whether you're a sole trader, whether you work locally, nationally, or with a huge company. Your shoulders will be heavy with tasks, and you've got to be able to isolate those and work on them Multitasking is a very difficult thing to do unless you're organized. You remember, we talked in the study skills about the importance of having a diary, and every day you put down times of what you intend to do that day and you stick to it with discipline. Otherwise, things become untied. I wish you well, and I'll speak to you again soon. Bye.
Thanks for listening. We hope you found that to be informative, and you'll sign in to listen to others in the series. We look forward to any requests or feedback. See you again soon.